Hey, what's up, guys? It's your boy, Troy. Just sitting at work. Pretty bored right now. I finally got myself a job. All local, too. That's awesome. I don't know, man. I haven't done one of these in a minute. I know that. And it's not that anybody cares or anything, but just felt like making one. And I'm going to keep making them because I do enjoy talking, I guess. And especially when I'm literally sitting here doing nothing. Sorry about the noise, I'm outside, but hopefully it sounds okay. I don't know, man, been just chilling a lot with the family, you know, enjoying my kids and my wife and all that. Now I got this really good job, and it's all local, so, because I actually drive trucks, and, you know, I've been over the road with, you know, full 48 for the last fucking almost 3 years, maybe even a little over 3 years, but you know, tired of that shit. And yeah, so that's been good. I haven't really done a drawing just because I don't really know how to run that yet. I've been streaming every day, you know, a whole lot of 1 second. Eh, I told you it'd be a second anyway. So yeah, I've just been streaming a whole lot and playing a bunch of Siege, man. For some reason, Siege is like my favorite game to stream right now. And it's weird because I actually like a lot more single-player, open-world-based games. But for streaming, at least until you get a following, I feel like it's really hard to play those types of games. You know, especially, you know, for streaming, you want to immediately be playing like a really intense game. You know, like something that's going to be really high stress, you know, like, okay, I'm at the last match here, and, you know, it's a win or lose in a fucking ranked match or something, you know, like, that's the type of stuff that I would want to watch, you know, until I get to know somebody, or I'm watching that stream a whole lot, and then I'm gonna, you know, be like, okay, well, let's see you play some other fucking games, you know what I mean, like, that's kind of how I am trying to operate it. But, man, fuck, it's taking off so slow, man. I am not getting the lucky breaks are the people that want to come in and watch, you know, but, you know, whatever, it'll happen eventually, the more I stream and stuff like that, you know, I'll start getting the following. But, yeah, just a whole bunch of Siege. I beat Lego Harry Potter recently, which I know is, like, not that great of a deal, but fuck, I love Lego games, and, they take me a minute, so, there's that shit. Let's see. This episode, I guess I'll talk about some more stuff that I like, I guess. I mean, maybe just get to know my brain and the things that go on inside of it. I really like movies a lot. I really like music and games. But if I was going on music by itself, you know, I guess I'm like more of a, nowadays, a heavy metal guy, but, you know, my teen years, and even now, you know, it's not like it went away, but it's just not as heavy. You know, I was really into like techno, house, electronic music a whole lot when I was a younger kid. I used to partake in some illegals as well, you know, so that was like a fun time, and it definitely makes the music a lot crazier. But now, you know, I listen to a lot of fucking metal, man, like a lot of metal. My favorite genre of music, not like my heavy rotation, I would probably say 80s rock. 80s rock is like some of the most music I listen to. It is the best generation of music. Yeah, I'm comfortable with that statement. I don't think that we're ever going to get to a point where anything is better than the 80s. It's just too good to say anything about, you know. No one can sit here and tell me that they genuinely don't like 80s rock. I mean, that's crazy. Maybe not hair bands per se, but man, when you give those guys a chance, you know, they're going to rock, you know. But if I had to say my favorite 80s band, man, that's something I haven't even really thought about a whole lot. I would probably go with maybe Def Leppard. I enjoy listening to their music. I really like Foreigner. Recently, actually, okay, here's one. So recently I just watched The Dirt, which I'm sure most people did, and it was fucking so good. And before that, I had only really known Motley Crue for Girls, 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 which I'm not a big fan of that song, so I never really listened to them. But like after watching that movie, I listened to Motley Crue, man. I've been way into them lately. They are fucking actually surprisingly good. Like I said, I don't really like Girls, 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 but you know, like Live Wire's fucking great. You know, I've learned to love that song so goddamn much. It's so good. But yeah, man, fucking Motley Crue kills it. Listening to them a lot recently, actually. I love Ninja Sex Party and Starbomb, which aren't 80s, you know, they're today. If you know the Game Grumps, then you should probably know those too. It's Danny Sexbang and Ninja Brian, and also Aaron or Ego Raptor, however you know them. But yeah, fucking the new Starbomb album came out, and that's in my heavy rotation right now. I've been listening to a lot of songs. Some pop stuff too, which is surprising because I've never really been into a lot of pop, you know. Fucking some of these pop songs coming out are actually starting to get a little bit better, you know. They're not all just rap songs about, you know, cars and money and girls and stuff. So it's been pretty tolerable. I still can't listen to the radio, but I mean, yeah. Fuck ton of Michael Jackson, some Elvis. If you don't like Michael Jackson or Elvis Presley, then you need to probably not be here in the world, because that's insane. If you can't respect those dudes for who they were and what they did for their genres of music that they were in, then man, I feel bad. You know, fuck, Michael Jackson's whatever, you know. But if you can't like his music, I mean, I don't think I've ever met a person who genuinely didn't like Michael Jackson. Elvis is another deal. You know, I'd give you a break on some songs, you know, especially towards the end. But man, that dude could fucking, he could roll, dude. Girls loved him, even dudes loved him. Fuck, I love him, you know what I mean. But Lilo and Stitch love him, I'll tell you that for fucking sure. My favorite heavy metal band right now, see, I consider Avenged Sevenfold in heavy. I mean, they tour Uproar and fucking, you know, all these metal tours, you know. Actually, I don't even know if Uproar is going on anymore. I know they toured Mayhem. Did Mayhem end? I don't know. But either way, I mean, you know, they tour with heavy bands, you know, Korn and but yeah, I call it shit. I don't like Korn, especially live, man. I can't stand Korn live. I've seen them like 7 times and they're just like not good to me. Stained kills it, Godsmack kills it. Fucking metal though, like screamo metal, I guess. Probably go with either Pierce the Veil, Sleeping with Sirens, Amity Affliction. I actually like Survive This, which surprisingly a lot of people don't, but their first album was really good. Their second album was kind of not that great, but their first album was really fucking good. You know, you got Beartooth. Beartooth kicks ass. Fuck, man. I like the Bunny the Bear. The Bunny the Bear is really good. Butcher Babies, which, I mean, I'm just naming off bands I like now, but you know, these are all like top contenders for bands I listen to a lot of. But if I had to say my absolute favorite 100%, it's a tie between Pierce the Veil and Sipping with Sirens. Pierce the Veil, I mean, he just has like a similar sound, I guess, to his voice. But Sleeping with Sirens, I don't know, man, there's just something about him. Oh shit, Memphis Mayfire is really good too. If you haven't heard of any of these people, then definitely go check them out. You know, that, fuck, whoever listens to this, if you haven't heard of any of those, you need to go check those out, because you're going to love them. Maybe not the Bunny the Bear, because that's like a very preferred taste type of band. You're not going to get into the Bunny the Bear right away. But I mean, you should definitely still check them out if you're feeling brave. But everyone knows about these bands. You know, they're probably not that obscure, I don't really think. Maybe Survive This and the Bunny the Bear are pretty obscure. Maybe not a lot of people know Memphis Mayfire. I've met a lot of people who have, but I also hang out with, like, some legit fucking metalheads. So, but yeah, man. That's basically... Man, I didn't really have a lot to talk about today, but I mean, I just enjoy, you know, blabbing, talking about things that I actually like. You know, hopefully this will pick up. People can actually give me some suggestions of what they want me to talk about. I can do some research, figure out some stuff, you know, things like that. Or if you just want to hear me continue to talk about shit that I like, then that's fine too. Just like I said, please go follow me on Mixer. It's ZNIKCID. And hopefully you like it. You can make suggestions if you do follow of what you want me to play. And I'm going to play it all the way through, achievement wise, everything. That's about it for today. I know it's shorter, but hey, who's listening anyway, right? So go ahead, please just follow me there, follow me here, go to fucking the Facebook and the Twitter, all that, make all your suggestions. YouTube is soon. I need to just get, you know, my setup good on that, and I need to figure out what I want to play. I think I'm going to start off on Assassin's Creed, but yeah, that's coming soon as well. So thank you guys for listening, and I will see you next time. Bye.